Nolte, Joe Rogan, vaccine passports are one step closer to dictatorship. By John Nolte on August 9, 2021. Podcast star Joe Rogan made an accurate case for how vaccine passports will lead America to a dictatorship and disproportionately discriminate against racial minorities. Watch below. The gist of it is right on. Using fabricated concerns over health and safety. With these fascist passports, the government will tell you not only where you can and can't go but what you can and can't do. Unless, of course, you do what the government tells you to do, in this case, get vaccinated. You're moving one step closer to dictatorship. That's what the fuck is happening. That's what's going to happen with the vaccine passport. That's what's going to happen if they close borders. You can't enter New York City unless you have your papers. You can't go here unless you have that. You can't get on a plane unless you do what I say. And it's not just entering New York City without your papers, it's, you can't go to work. You can't go to the grocery store. You can't go to school. You can't go to the gym. What you have here is a form of Jim Crow where those who choose not to get vaccinated, which, if you are young and healthy, is a perfectly reasonable choice, will have their essential rights taken away from them for reasons that are neither rational nor scientific. Keep in mind that those discriminated against will include anyone who's had the coronavirus, which means they have the antibodies, and have chosen not to get vaccinated. Another point Rogan makes is one I've made before, and that's how this medical Jim Crow will disproportionately discriminate against blacks, immigrants, and Hispanics, whose vaccination levels are lower than whites. Meanwhile, the biggest percentage of people that don't have vaccines, that haven't been vaccinated, are people of color, immigrants, and now you're precluding them from going to gyms and restaurants. And what about all the people working in the restaurants? What's especially insidious about all this is that it's totally unnecessary in the age of the vaccine. Time and again, Breitbart News has pointed out how so-called breakthrough China flu cases that hit the vaccinated, those cases that are fatal or serious enough to require hospitalization, are so small in numbers we're much less safe driving a car or crossing the street. Granted, those numbers could change, for the better or the worse, but as of the most recent data available, breakthrough cases are so within the acceptable risk range it's absurd to be discussing them outside of a conversation about how well the vaccine's working. As far as the unvaccinated, the survival rate of those under the age of 70 is over 99%. If you're under the age of 50, the survival rate is over 99.98%. Unless something changes, this pandemic's over for the vaccinated. We are almost perfectly safe. The unvaccinated have made their choice, so there is no medical or scientific reason why life can't go back to normal. But there is a political reason. Democrats cannot govern. The disaster that is their blue cities proves that. They have nothing to run on in 2022 or 2024, so they need to continue the pandemic. With Trump out of the picture, they need a bogeyman. That's all this is about. It's also about seizing power. With the help of the fake media and the discredited CDC, they are manufacturing hysteria out of thin air, even as they host massive maskless birthday parties, pour infection over our open border, and are repeatedly caught on camera maskless or putting on a mask only for show. And now, as Rogan accurately points out, this manufactured hysteria is about to be used to tell us if we can buy food or hold a job. Don't fall for it.